Cincinnati remains under a state of emergency today after days of violence following the shooting death of an unarmed black man by a white police officer. He was the fourth black man fatally shot by city police since November. The streets were mostly quiet last night after city officials imposed an unprecedented dusk-to-dawn curfew and appealed for calm. Officials will decide today how long to continue the curfew. From Cincinnati, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
The rage that exploded on Cincinnati's streets this week had been building for years. Last Saturday's shooting of Timothy Thomas was the 15th time in the last 6 years that Cincinnati police fatally shot a black suspect. In that period, no white suspect was killed by police.
And one thing only we need to do right now, and that's to make sure that all of our young people are safe and secure tonight.
Last night, just before the 8 o'clock curfew, black men and women took to the microphone at a heated community forum to express their frustration with police and politicians. Christopher Becker is 18 years old.
They seem to kill me, the young black man. I'm tired of waking up and being afraid of the police, the people who were hired to serve and protect me.
While the most recent shootings sparked the upheaval, the unease goes beyond strained police-community relations. The city of 300,000 is 43% black, and it remains largely segregated. Resident Robert Richardson says few black people here have shared in the city's economic good times.
They want us all live in one community. We can't buy houses. We can't get cars. We can't go to school. We can't do nothing. This country was built on our slave labor. And we still not getting recognized for that. And I'm pissed off.
Timothy Thomas's death is eerily similar to dozens of other fatal police shootings across urban America. While details remain sketchy, we know that late Saturday night, Thomas left his fiancée and three-month-old son to go get a pack of cigarettes. The 19-year-old was sought by police for 14 misdemeanor warrants and some traffic violations. A policeman allegedly cornered Thomas in an alleyway and fired when he thought Thomas was reaching for a gun. But no weapon was found. While some residents vented at public forums, others took to the streets peacefully during the day, Tuesday and Wednesday. But at night, younger, more militant bands broke windows, intimidated motorists, and looted stores. Scattered gunfire could be heard across the city. On Thursday, Cincinnati Mayor Charlie Lukin said the city can't address what he called, quote, the very legitimate and real problem with race relations here until the violence is stopped. To that end, he imposed a curfew and state of emergency.
I think that the citizens are tired. Black citizens are tired. They're scared in their homes. White citizens are tired. They're targeted in their cars. I think they're tired of it. I think they're scared of it. And I think we have got to exercise unprecedented and a week ago unthinkable measures to protect those citizens and to protect our police officers.
About 75 Ohio State troopers have arrived to help relieve weary city police who've been working long shifts with little sleep. And the mayor has not ruled out calling in the Ohio National Guard for additional help. Residents, black and white, are calling for peace. Patty Bonner, a black woman, is angry at the police, but she's also disturbed that young men would turn their frustration into self-destruction.
This is the neighborhood that we live in. We live in these neighborhoods that they're terrorizing, and I don't understand the concept at all.
The U.S. Justice Department has dispatched two high-level community relations officials to help mediate talks between activists and city leaders. And Justice has joined the FBI in a civil rights probe of the department. In addition, state prosecutors announced that a grand jury will start to investigate the Thomas shooting next week. NAACP President Kwaise Mfume came to Cincinnati Thursday to urge blacks here to transform their outrage into constructive action.
Everybody's angry. I'm angry. But anger has its place, it's got to be challenged, otherwise it's just frustration. And we'll go out here with beads of sweat falling from our heads and upset, and folks will call us chumps, because they know we ain't about nothing. Let them blow it off. Let them blow it off. That's what we want them to do, is blow it off, so that there is no organization, that there's no effort to make change. But guess what? We are bigger than that. Bigger than that.
The curfew shut the city down at nightfall, and today the curfew forced the Roman Catholic Archdiocese to cancel an outdoor midnight Good Friday prayer vigil, a Cincinnati tradition since the mid-19th century. The mayor said he hoped evening worshipers this Good Friday would pray at home and, quote, pray for the city. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Cincinnati.